Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers! We are back, baby. We are back and better than ever. The Detroit Lions move to 1-0 after an overtime thriller in Detroit on Sunday Night Football. 26-20. The Lions beat the Rams yet again. Let's just play them all 6-17 games of the year, huh?
That'd be awesome. Day.
Yeah.
Do you like that thought? Anyways, before we get into all about this game, the ups and downs of it all, who stood out, etc., let's introduce Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got UJ.
Hello, everybody.
Bob.
Hello, Lions fans.
And Rud Dog.
Yo!
All right, so the Lions, as I mentioned, win 26-20. In up and down game, they come out up 17-3. Then they find themselves down 20-17. Kick a field goal to tie Jake Bates with a clutch field goal to send it into overtime. And then the Lions just took on the Dan Campbell persona in overtime. Let's just start there. This is the overtime.
So beautiful.
The Lions just mash and maul the Rams for the entire. You know, five and a half minutes or so in the
thing
overtime.
Of pure beauty, Z.
Yeah, I wonder if they went to Campbell and said, you know, Ragnow or someone said, "Hey, we got this, coach. Just let us do it," and because they did it, man, holy cow!
Yeah, that was amazing.
You know, like everyone in the world, including the Rams, knew it was coming on that goal line play, and they knew they couldn't stop it. It was freaking awesome.
Yeah, Sewell was a beast. I mean, they ran it a lot on the right side of the line there. Zeitler looked great, especially on that last drive there as well. That is a beastly right side of the offensive line.
Sure
and
is.
When it, and, left. And they're always, yes, the left too. But on the game-winning play, and this is probably for the rest of the year too, when they need a yard in the biggest moments, they're going to probably run it to that right side.
Yeah.
Behind their all-pro right tackle, Penei Sewell, who might...
I agree. Our strength is our right side. Like, Graham, Glasgow, and Decker are great, but there's the next level on that right. Well, from center to right, really.
Yeah, this O-line, from one side to the other, I mean, the right side is, I'd give them the edge, but overall, I think they all played pretty good in this game.
Yeah.
The Rams threw the kitchen sink at us, and they had a good game plan against us, and then we did struggle early. So, but we adjusted and, you know, came out in the end. So,
And before I get into the struggles, I just want to point out someone else. We've been talking about him all offseason.
Yep. My Roar of the Week. Was he so? Who else is Roar of the Week? Was he? Was he
Monty was mine.
I don't keep track. Can someone tell me?
Well, either ways, J-Mo just went off in this game. This is the J-Mo coming out party. It's the one that we all honestly were expecting, just based on everything we saw this offseason. Josh Reynolds is gone, and we need a second receiver to step up. And boy, oh boy, did he step up in this game. Don't leave that man one-on-one on the outside. That is for sure. I think there's a lesson learned for the rest of the league after that that play. Just a simple stop and go. It wasn't anything fancy from like a route running perspective. Wicked. And I can't believe the safety rotated over to Amon Ross St. Brown. There's a single high safety on that play. It rotates over to Amon Ross St. Brown, who was also running a go-around on the other side, just leaving JMO one-on-one. I don't think they'll be doing that in the future anymore. Teams playing against us. Well,
I love that move that JMO put on him, too. He just froze him, man. And then he had to catch
up. It was wicked.
Yeah.
It was wicked, man.
It was
and
funny.
Look, look for that to turn into comeback routes, too. Like those corners like overplay that move, and then he's come back and have an easy, like, 15 yards.
I got to say, like, maybe you might not believe me, but I swear to God, I was driving home watching this on my phone. Yeah, being safe, of course, all that, but whatever. I was watching the game, and I was like, they were really stifling us right at that point. I was like, the offense wasn't quite jiving, and I was like, I swear that play has been in my brain this entire offseason. I pictured him just having that torch route go. We'll stop and go, like, just torching the Rams for a touchdown. And right before that, I thought, well, you know, I'm loving it all the same, even if it looks nothing like I imagined. And suddenly, I was just like, let's fucking go! Like, it happened right there as I thought it. And it was just like, I don't know. I'm just taking credit. So
and you kept the car under control?
I crashed it, but that's besides the point.
Well, your psychiatrist will understand now what you've been talking about all this time with the one thing that's been stuck in your brain. Makes sense.
Oh, you think there's only one thing my psychiatrist is dealing with? Thank you.
I don't want to delve too deeply.
Hey, did you see J-Mo after the game? They're interviewing him, and I think it was Goff. J-Mo's got like a game ball in his hand. He's like, a game ball. She says, I never got a game ball. Even when I was at Alabama in high school, I never got a game ball.
J-Mo, man.
And then they go in the locker room celebration. They gave out two game balls, but none was the J-Mo.
I was a little confused.
So maybe he just found a game ball somewhere and like I don't know. It was weird. Anyway.
Wait, they gave out who the game balls get? I didn't see the celebration.
Monty and Anzalone.
Good candidates, honestly.
Absolutely. Anzalone was a beast.
Yeah,
Anzalone was star of the season.
EJ, another thing history about that about that J-Mo thing. He just loves football, man. He just has fun out there. And he's obviously worked really hard because his routes have improved and everything and his catching ability. But he's just so fun to have out there.
Oh, yeah.
He is. He's got such a great personality. Like, he's just such a joyful person. I feel like he's really coming out of his shell, too, like, as he's gotten finally worked this hard to get where he knew he was going to be eventually. Man, he took a path. Wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, he stuck on the Bears for that. Offense for 3 or 4. I can't remember if it was 3 or 4 years he was there.
What?
Who are you
talking
about?
Monty.
We're talking about
J-Mo. Monty. Yeah.
We're talking about J-Mo.
I thought we were talking about Monty. Sorry.
But Monty also loves football.
Oh, I love Monty too. Wait, I think I might leave all these guys, so we might be. Might as well just go there.
Did anybody get a weird feeling that game? Like in the middle of the game when they kept running Gibbs, and then they kept showing shots of Monty standing on the sidelines, just looking like why isn't he in the game? You know, and then. Then at the end of the game, they take Gibbs out, just let Monty control it, run wild.
Gibbs was good in his own right too.
So great.
Oh no, he was. I'm not saying he wasn't.
I'm going to say this right now. Monty is our best running back. Gibbs still has to prove a little bit. He's explosive and he ran a really good game. He had a tough, solid game, but I still feel like he's did not ever get in a rhythm that day. Like, you know, maybe he's not the hot hand, but Monty. He's on the same level, man. Like, he's ridiculous in his own right. Like, it's hard for me to separate them, too.
So, if Gibbs gets more yards next week, is he the best?
The home run hitting.
Just go week to week?
I just think Gibbs just got to, I just want to see Gibbs earn it a little more. Monty's been doing this. He's done more.
Well, I think it's deceptive in this game.
That he's a dominant running back.
I think this game was deceptive just because Gibbs had to work so hard for his yards. But if you look at a couple of those plays he made where he got the first downs when almost improbable first downs, like that one toward the goal line. And he went wide, nice, and then he cut up and just made it. And then the other time when he beat everyone to the sidelines and just got that first down that we really needed. Right. I mean, he got a couple. And the touchdown, shit, that touchdown was amazing how he kept his body off the ground and reached that ball over.
I'm not knocking J-Mo, Gibbs. I'm not knocking him. He had a good game. Like, it's just, I think Monty looks like he's on another level right now. Like, he looked ridiculous last night. He looked powerful. I mean, he looked like it in camp, too, the way he was just bowling, throwing Branch into the end zone like he was a rag doll. Did anyone see that camp clip? Anyway, I think Gibbs will take it back down the stretch here, but right now Monty's on top because he's a fucking badass.
Did you guys see that? This isn't from the game, but did you see that clip from the St. Brown Brothers podcast where Monty was on there? And they're like, yeah, what did you play in high school? He's like, yeah, I was a quarterback. And Amon Ra's like, nah, you're a running back playing quarterback, man. And he's like, I had like 1,200 yards and a shitload of running yards too. And he's like, yeah, you're a running back playing quarterback. And he's like, I'll call myself what I want, you know. It's pretty funny.
Monty, I don't think he ever smiles, man. He looks like he's ready to kick your ass all the time. So
yeah.
It's funny.
Dude's elite, man. Like,
oh yeah,
our backfield is
91 yards. Him and Gibbs both sharing a touchdown. That was nice. Both of them getting their own.
To be fair, Gibbs probably got keyed on because they know the threat he is as well.
Sure.
Let's speed.
Well, I think they were taking as far as the passing game, they were covering that middle up pretty well. Focusing on Amon Ra and Laporta.
Their linebackers were good.
And you see, like Ben Johnson, the way he dialed it up, there was like 9 targets to J-Mo and 11 total between Amon Ra and Laporta. So it was like that balance is going to change week to week. That's, we have so many weapons, it's going to be different.
Right.
So,
well, the resources were clearly dedicated to St. Brown. Like, they wanted to remove him from the game plan and they did a pretty damn good job of it. But I mean, that's where J-Mo stepped up. That's where, Leaf got a little in, but honestly, I think their D line did a pretty good job of keeping Goff off the rhythm for a lot of that game too, which I think is why really he didn't connect with a lot of the other guys.
Yeah. And when St. Brown's best play is when he's falling and he bats a ball down so it doesn't get intercepted, that tells you a little.
That was I want to get into it later, but Amon Ra, this is not a good game. To the point, I think, where Goff wasn't even looking his way and wasn't comfortable throwing his way.
Pretty sure it's why he threw the
interception. Even the interception was forced.
He was so excited. It looked like Amon Ra was finally opening up.
Don't you think the Rams kind of took him away more than him having a bad game?
Yes, I agree.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Like, you don't just stop Amon Ra by him. He was stopped by, they did a really good job of bracketing him and stuff.
Yeah, the Rams had a definite game plan. Take Amon Ra out and take Gibbs out as much as possible and, hope for the best. But
You know that Rams team had this game circled as soon as they got and they found out about it. This was supposed to be a revenge game for them. We weathered a storm. Like, I know, I don't think we overlooked them, but they had an extra high focus in a way that, was backed by a little of extra, anger. Like, we're going for excellence. It's a different kind of emotion. We weathered their storm, We made mistakes, but they did what they had to do to win. And in the end, it was the most dominant fashion of winning in overtime I've ever freaking seen, where you just keep handing it off up the gut. Oh, my God. I just kept saying, hand it to Monty.
Call the shrink. Call the shrink. Call the shrink. Call the shrink.
Do it again. What?
Call the shrink.
No, the shrink is about J-Mo. UJ.
No, I'm talking for Rug Dog. Call the shrink.
Yeah, this is a snap.
Wait. I don't know why this is the line to call the shrink on me. Like, I feel like I'm pretty crazy all the time. So did I do something different today?
Anyway.
I will say, I thought the offensive line just played okay. They stepped up at the end. But I thought some of the pass protection left some things to be. They just looked out of rhythm, I would say, for a lot of this game. Like, they looked like they hadn't played in the preseason, which they hadn't. It makes you wonder if they should maybe play a little more.
No.
Well, I think Campbell answered that.
Overrated.
I mean, they're not
going
to.
Rams did the same thing.
They're clearly not going to. And they won. So,
yeah.
They look out of rhythm. That's all. It didn't look like the Lions offense was, we saw.
It's a long season. Why waste it on the preseason?
I feel like I credit a lot of that. I think the Rams did a good job in this game. Like, there was a battle. We took a really hard shot from those guys and weathered it. Like, that young, spunky line they got, you know, that they're, I think they're going to be a problem for everybody this year. Verse looked good. All those guys, Fisky. And, like, I think we ended up, you know, we weathered it. Like, they got their plays. We didn't have any film on them in their new pro trading. We didn't know anything they were going to bring. So, you know, no surprise they got a couple plays, but. I mean, yeah. I think they had talent.
I thought it was talent. Just a good game. On like, I think both teams are good teams. And I think, you know, Kupp got his yards, but he also tipped his hat to Terrion Arnold and said he's got a bright future in the league. You know, he respects him.
I think
teams respect each other. And like Campbell was saying about Stafford, he's like, you hit him and he just gets tougher each time. You know, it's like he was, they showed respect on both sides. I thought it was just a good game by two.
Stafford
teams.
Was great in this game.
Ridiculous.
Stafford was very, very good.
We gave him that training of being running a pass first offense. He earned all that knowledge with the Lions. We made him be a pass first offense again, but there's few people in the league who can do a pass first offense like Stafford because he had no choice with the Lions for the longest time.
Yeah. I mean, the Lions did a great job against the run in this game.
They
shut it down. Pretty good. 83 yards rushing on 23 attempts. It's 3.5 yards a carry. And one of that was like a long 12-yard run. But really, I mean, no explosive plays. If you see Stafford's first half passing chart, it was nothing like beyond 10 yards. It was just the flat, sometimes over the middle within 5 yards. That was actually most of the game. It was like 75% of the game. His passing chart is within 5 yards. I don't know. The Lions were kept giving it to him. I don't fully understand why. Yeah.
Well, that might have been part of the plan, too.
It kept working. And then Lions.
Well, it only kept working because Stafford got it out so damn quick every time. Like,
They kept him out of the end zone for the most part, and
they did.
Yeah,
you know, they dropped two picks even with that design of a defense. So you know, it could have been different.
And
I mean,
oh my God,
Stafford overthrew Kupp, but still,
Stafford was harassed all night.
Hutch was like,
all night.
You want to talk about harassment? I think Hutch was the biggest.
Yeah,
got harassed
one
the most on
for
the
sure.
field in terms of just illegal.
Oh God,
stuff going on nonstop. They could have called 20 holding penalties. Honestly, they probably should have.
When he got tackled into, like, as he missed the sack, that sack he missed, he was getting tackled by the old lineman.
Tackled. Like, they tripped him from behind. Like,
ridiculous.
Right on the referee, no call. That's the one where you wonder if, like, New York's calling down, like, saying, let's keep this game close. Don't throw a flag every time.
Seriously, you do wonder. I'm that one play. I saw Hutch go down and go, oh, my God, Hutch lost his footing, too, I'm thinking, originally.
Yeah,
then they went back and show the replay, and they go, holy crap, he got tripped. The guy stuck his leg out there.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the end zone play where they scored, and then he got yanked down by his face mask. I just saw it out of the corner of my eyes. Like, he just looked
they called
down,
that
man.
One,
another
though.
Turf one?
They called that
one. Yeah, they did, actually. That was hard to ignore. But they had to mug him all night because he was a terror.
He looked
amazing.
Hutch is awesome.
I mean, and he finally got home for the sack, which was awesome. Like, that dude is just going to have a season,
and
man.
Davenport, he did pretty well.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought
he was
really effective.
He did?
Yeah.
Stay healthy, too. Marcus. Go take a nice.
I thought.
Well, him on that sack by Anzarike, that was really Davenport who forced that, and Anzarike got the sack, but that was kind of Davenport making it happen.
But, set it up. So,
yeah, he was putting some good pressure on, I thought, in that game.
I thought Aleem, like, was getting close a lot of the time. He never really got there, but, like, again, Stafford was getting out so quick. Like, he looked like he was always applying pressure when he was out there for the most part.
Now, did you guys – I was at the game, but you guys are watching the TV broadcast. I heard from the rest of my family, they were saying that the announcers were just all in love with Stafford. And I'm like, where was that when he was with the Lions? He was doing the same shit with the Lions.
Pretty much.
And they never gave him the credit. And now it's like, oh, my God, look at him. Amazing.
It's true. But,
right.
It's true.
Yeah, Mahomes got, like, credit for the sidearm before Stafford did.
The no-look passes. Oh, and Bob, I don't know, you probably couldn't see it from the field, but he threw a really nice no-looker.
Oh, yeah, and I saw the highlight of that, too. Yeah, we're
unreal.
Yeah.
Stafford played ridiculous.
Yeah, he does that
Stafford played ridiculous.
That is so hard to defend. That is so hard.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I remember as a defensive player, you're always watching the quarterback's eyes. That's your cue, you know. I mean, when you're covering anybody. And he when he's looking one way and throwing another way, that's a hard thing to defend.
And well, you mentioned Aleem McNeil getting pressure. He had two pressures in this game on 45 pass rush attempts. Levi had three. Hutch and Davenport had six. Derek Barnes had one as well. If you're curious,
I don't know if that numbers. Defines his effect. I thought he looked like he was often just pushing that line, or
yeah, definitely. And maybe
like, but Stafford, a lot of staff. It seemed like so many of Stafford's throws was just him bailing out backwards and then chucking it to the sideline or something. Like, it was so hard for the middle. Like, Jack Campbell couldn't get involved in this game because they didn't involve him in the game. Like, he was right. Just sitting in the middle of the field and they never went there. Like, I mean, he was there for the runs and all that, but like. Like,
how many?
He was there to stuff the run, but I mean, in the past game,
Campbell
like,
had seven tackles in this game.
Oh, okay. It's more than I
mean, he was firmed up that middle nicely.
I thought Campbell looked good out there. And how about Thor, guys? I mean, what a game, man.
Good Lord.
He set the tone like early.
Oh, he did.
First like, play. Setting the tone. That, he
lit him up.
I
right
felt like he was
ball.
Saying, you guys all been talking about Campbell and all these other guys. You forgot about me.
Yeah. Hey, but you know, we're talking about the pressure, though, on Stafford. He got hit a lot. I mean, as he's throwing the ball,
Hutch
he got hit
four.
Quite a bit. So we made him feel it, man.
I'm pretty sure Hutch got like four hits himself.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But,
I'm trying to see. I don't know. Hits. Oh, wait, here. Maybe I have it here.
I'm just saying overall, a pretty decent effort by our defense. And, you know, there's a lot of new pieces to this defense. And they're only going to get better as they start gelling and working together. This is game one. So,
yeah. And we got the new pieces there, you know, with, you know, Carlton Davis is new to the team and, you know, Rakestra. And how about Rakestra on that punt coverage?
Oh,
overshot
that was,
it.
That was
a great punt.
I almost threw something on my TV. It's like, what the hell are you doing?
It's like hard to know what he was clear like thinking in that moment. Like,
well, there was no thinking going on there, obviously.
Yeah, like nothing about it really made sense because even if he did grab the ball, he slid into the end zone.
Yeah.
Like, he did. That was a boneheaded. But hey, when Terrion got knocked out of the game for a second, he came in and made a nice play, laid some wood on that one in the flat. It was nice. I was thinking it too. I'm like, I don't know if Terrion, like, to me, like, I feel like Terrion going down will just be like the Rakestra, like, time. Like, I feel like that guy's going to be right in there. They're going to find ways to get him on the field. He looks excited.
See, do you have any stats on Terrion in this game by any chance?
Terrion Arnold?
Yeah. I'm curious because,
and
I do have one, you know, one stat I forgot to mention with JMO is that he had the fifth fastest speed recorded this week.
That's easy for you.
21.03 miles per hour on that long touchdown pass. No, on the 36 yard catch, not even on the touchdown pass, actually.
Oh wow.
Is it in history or this year?
Speed.
No, fifth. I mean, there's only been 1 week in the season so far. So right. Definitely not the fastest in history. I think Tyreek.
He slowed down on that touchdown. He let himself get tackled. I think he thought he torched that guy just a tad more than he did. He torched him real good, but then he let himself get ankle tackled right at the goal line. I don't think he let himself do that again. That's one of those lessons. Never slow down.
Didn't he cut the comeback?
I mean, Terrion Arnold had eight tackles all solo in this game. So.
He did.
That's
well,
good.
He didn't have to come back, but he turned. He had to turn around. That's what he did. He turned all the way around to catch it, and then then he didn't like accelerate as fast as he. I think he thought he had more space.
Terrion Arnold 70% rate, 70% catch rate allowed. So the defender caught 70% of the throws. He was the nearest defender on. He was targeted the second most on the team after Carlton Davis. Those are some other stats I see.
And that's what, he was saying he expected that because he's a rookie.
Right.
And obviously Stafford's going to go
for the
rookie.
Two pass interference calls, too. I should know.
And which Campbell said, you know, he likes it wasn't like a egregious mistake penalty. It's just kind of handsy things, you know, like ticky-tack stuff. And he likes the way he's playing. So, and that'll get better. You know, as he gets on.
Yeah, it's not like he was getting torched. He was on his guys. You know, I mean, he was there. So
yeah
better to tone it down a little than to have to try to catch up.
Yeah, exactly.
He was right there every time.
Yeah, there was another tough penalty on Hutch with the passer or roughing the passer.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's the rule. It was applied correctly.
It was, yeah. I couldn't argue.
I don't like the rule.
I'm kind of glad they didn't call the one where Aleem rolled Stafford's ankle because that. Was
yeah, kind of see, they didn't call that one where I think it was Aleem, and then Hutch came over the top and pushed him over.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Aleem.
I think they
could have called that too, but they didn't.
Is that when Stafford was limping?
Way more egregious.
Stafford hates Hutch and Aleem. They did that to him last year where they freaking double teamed him and knocked him down.
All right, awesome. Right, yeah.
I love it. Like, I love this rivalry, especially because we're dominating it. But, like, this is great. Keep bringing Stafford back for a whipping each year on our way to as we win multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah, what was his last win at Ford Field was, like, against the Reds, the Washington football team.
Really?
Like, 2021 or something like that. I just read that. I can't remember.
When
that. It's been a while.
Was Alex Smith the quarterback?
Didn't he beat us?
Stafford. When last Stafford win at Ford Field?
I know. I'm saying.
Did he play us
Smith the
first year of Dan Campbell there?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
No, maybe not. Did we play Stafford before last year when he left? We didn't play him in the Super Bowl year, did we?
No, I don't think we played.
But didn't
well, we played him in L.A.
In
remember,
LA,
we had like the
we lost to
we
him
had
the
surprise onside kick. And
oh, yeah, yes. It was in L.A. though. Okay, yes. That's why I was couldn't remember if it was a home game or not.
That's right.
Yeah. I thought we played him once. I forgot. I don't remember much about that game. That's fine. I like these last two ones better.
Do you think now we have the best home field advantage in football? I mean,
I do.
I think it's pretty good.
Ford Field is rocking. I mean, you were at the playoff game last year, UJ.
Yeah,
and this was
you were ear pro.
This wasn't quite at that level, but it was. Pretty high up there. It
just
was
a regular
pretty,
season game.
Wow. Yeah.
What's the highest you saw that dB decibel level go to? And they always have it up there on the board.
Yeah. I think it was like 120 or something. I think at the record, they says 134.
Right? Well, it was 134
but I wasn't really paying
attention. At the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
That's why
I think it
still seemed
pretty
loud.
That loud, but it was pretty damn loud though.
I
could hear it on the TV. It sounded
loud. Yeah. I also want to say, like, the Lions unis on TV, I got so many texts just like saying these are great. And I thought, they look awesome.
They look
it's
good.
A clean look, man. I love it.
I like the blue face mask, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I just think the look of Ford Field on TV, too, like the lighting and everything, it just looks great on TV. The whole
it's a top-notch. Yes. We look like a top-notch organization because that's exactly what we are now. The Lions have risen to the cream of the crop.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Top baby in every way, shape, and form, not just the players on the field, but the staff, the crews, whatever, the marketing, production, everything is top notch. Shield's got this thing just humming, baby.
No, except for crowd services when we're getting out of the stadium. Oh, they're holding people up in our section so the other section could get out, and then we had to wait, and then they let us go. It took like a half hour to get out of the club section.
You guys out first.
I take it back, Sheila. You
why? Is that always been the case?
It seems the last couple of games it's been like that. It's gotten worse. I don't know what they're doing, but
strange.
I don't know.
They should at least have like the beer like thing open if they're gonna let people sit there for 30 minutes, have like, a right. drink or something like that.
How was the entrance, Bob? Like when they come out the tunnel and all that? Did they do anything different, or was it?
The same. They did a different video, and they had the Eminem hype thing when it was late in the game. You know that.
And I saw they had the wristbands going again.
The wristbands with the lights. Yeah, and Trick was out there doing the rapper or whatever.
Who?
That
was pretty good.
No, it's Trick. I think he's a
Trick.
You guys, the young guys,
can you sing us a song?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a few bears.
But it was cool though. He had the crowd hyped up, so that's all I'm saying.
All right,
well, that's good.
Sounds like a good trick.
It wasn't hard to get hyped for this one though.
I know is Vanilla Ice as far as rap goes, so I can't tell you much beyond that. No, I'm just kidding. It's not my genre, so I don't really know much about trick.
I'm a dude, brother.
I would have guessed otherwise. You just had rap written on your face.
Well, I guess I read it wrong. Obviously, Eminem, I know, but beyond that.
So a couple of things I want to mention.
Tom McDonald, he's great.
Here for sure.
G-Mac, Cash.
Let's talk about Jared Goff in this game a little bit. Not his best game.
Not a great game.
Not his best game.
No.
All the metrics and everything say who's one of the bottom 10 quarterbacks this week in the NFL. It wasn't great. Yeah, I mean he did enough to get the victory. That's where I thought maybe most
he ran for a 6-yard first down. Z, he's a dual threat quarterback.
Well, I was gonna get to that. Yeah, I was gonna wrap up with a positive note, but we can throw it out there now.
No, Z, on your negative thing, you're going on the statistics. What about his game bothered you? That's what I'm just curious. Like, what did you see him doing that he didn't like?
Why do you hate Jared Goff now?
I just didn't think he was getting rid of the ball fast enough, finding the right reads at times. Those little things, like that, kind of what I alluded to earlier, just like the rhythm seemed off a little bit. So like, time and things of that nature.
You're saying a white guy can't end rhythm. I get it. I got you. All right. That's where we're going now?
Here.
Okay.
Maybe if we get him to listen to some rap.
Jared Goff deserves his blame for his he didn't get in a great rhythm, and he missed some. He threw some some bad ones. He got his picks. But like I'd say that's someone on the O-line. Like Stafford came in that game plan knowing he'd have to release that ball in like 0.06 seconds every play, whereas Jared Goff is used to a much better time clock because his O-line. I think the Rams put up a good fight and kind of put a little wrench in our game plan. I mean, you got to give some credit to them. Goff's got to do better,
I'll give
no
credit,
doubt.
Yeah.
But everyone needs to kind of step up in this one. Like, Goff has his share, but, like, I think the O-line let the young guys, that young new unit, kind of get the best of them a little more than, you know, they thought they would. And you know, it was a tough game. They put up a really good fight and showed some potential, but ultimately, we rammed it down their throats.
Yeah, I think he was pretty patient most of the game and struggling to find things. And the only time he kind of lost it was when he threw that pick. I thought he forced that one.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You know, but you know, you're not going to always have the greatest stats. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it was a horrible performance by Goff.
How many plays do you think in our game plan were for, like, Amon-Ra? Like, just by, like, putting so many resources, like, taking him out, I'd say they probably took it. Like, I bet you they played the odds a little bit and thinking, if we take him away on every play, you're taking away Goff's first read on probably, like, a good chunk of the planned plays. So, like, I think they just came with a really good game plan for us and did some really good things on defense, and it was a good fight. You know, Jared Goff managed it okay for the most part, but he made a couple bad plays.
Right. Well, especially the interception. It came at a horrible time because it nearly cost them the game. Luckily, the defense stepped up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that Rams defense, though, they were closing everything so fast. It was like, it was frustrating to watch a lot of the time because, like, Gibbs, I kept thinking he's going to break it, and then suddenly it's gone. Like, the lanes were just shut down.
Hey,
you got to give credit here.
Z, I don't know if you have a method to what you're questioning, but I wanted to talk about the kicking a little bit. Can I talk about that now, or is that going on the
sure.
Do you have a list?
Let's go.
Okay. Yeah. Jake Bates, he did a professional job, man. He got stuff done.
Yes, he did.
He made his kicks, so that's early signs are good for that. You know, that he can make the short ones. We know he has a shot at the long ones, but he's got to make those short ones, and he did. As far as the kickoff rule, I think it's a nothing burger. This thing, everyone's just kicking it out of the end zone.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's terrible.
Only 33% were returned this weekend.
I don't think it's very good.
The whole point is not to have those numbers.
The Lions did do that one, like, kind of squib kick.
I love that they tried it, and he actually, like, pulled it off. I mean, it didn't bounce like they were hoping, because once it bounces, the person has to pick it up and return it, so they're hoping, like, it kind of bounces into the end zone.
Right. But it's interesting that they
held them,
like,
shorter.
The 30-yard line doesn't seem to be intimidating enough to make people attempt a kickback.
No, they should make it the 40.
It seems like no one. They still just fine just booting it to the end zone. It's a boring.
They should make a touchback come out.
And it looks worse when nobody's moving than to kick it through. At least before they're like running down the field and people are moving, it looks like a play could happen.
Yeah.
Now, people
stand there, watch the ball, and then it's like, okay, here we go.
Well, because even if you don't, if there is no return, you're still getting guys who are fighting for position and doing. Yeah, it's a way more exciting play. This is failing so far. Jury's still out. Maybe everyone's just evolving their strategies.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think they will be updating the rule during the season.
Nope.
And then the rest of the special teams. How about Jack Fox is still elite?
Oh yeah,
looks good.
Absolutely.
Big fun near the end of the fourth quarter there to give the ball back to the Lions within decent field goal position.
I like the way when Campbell's giving credit to everybody. He mentioned Fox.
Yeah.
He also mentioned
Foxy.
Jared Goff getting the toss. You know, he gives him a shout out because he called the right toss at the end for overtime. Like, it's an accomplishment. But.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, it all counts, man. I mean, it's great to win an ugly one. I mean, but, you know, the old Lions would never won this game. I mean, I suppose even the coin toss was in our favor in this one, right? I mean,
Tails never fails.
That's right. That's right.
Stafford chose wrong. You chose
the
poorly.
The Rams look like a good team, so we handled them. We got through it.
I liked the game, though. I didn't think it was an ugly game. I thought it was a fun game. I don't know.
It was a fun game. I'm calling it ugly.
I've seen some ugly games, like Washington versus the Lions years ago.
It was sloppy.
There's been some really bad ones.
Perfection, like our offense definitely has plenty to clean up. So does our defense. But like I'd say, it was an admirable effort all around. And it's week one, right? Like Dan Campbell says, like
yeah,
you're just you're everyone's just it's about everyone doing the basic things right is what Dan Campbell said, and that's what we did.
And if you just isolate right and better. J-Mo and the Lions O-line and Monty in overtime, that's elite stuff there. That's not ugly at all. That part was really good stuff.
It's a little bit of a mixed bag game, but like overall, it was beautiful. It was nothing like I imagined and better in every way. Like, it was just awesome, man. Like, we ended that game in such spectacular fashion, a sign of dominance. Like, we went and, like, pissed on their leg. Like, that was just awesome. Like, we showed them we're the big boys on the block, you know, take your back seat.
So there's someone that still has been mentioned, and he came up with a huge play near the end of the first half. That's Kirby Joseph.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Kirby. That was awesome.
Great positioning.
Play.
Great read. I do think Stafford did not see him, and I think I'm not saying it fully. I was mentioning it before you hopped on, but I think the blue end zone with the blue full blue uniforms and the blue goal line post, a goal post underneath the field goal post. I think that all kind of blended in, and maybe that's why Stafford didn't see him, because Stafford looked shocked that there was a guy there when he threw the ball.
I don't know about that, but
I think it was he's looking out of his peripherals when he throws it. So
it was cool though that he called Kirby Joseph dirty last year, and then he got the pick on him.
Yes.
This year.
Oh yeah, I think that's so cool. Kirby just seems to be like thorn in people's sides. He just seems to be that kind of guy.
Yeah,
he was for Aaron Rodgers. He is for Stafford now too.
That was Stafford's first pick against the Lions too.
Was it? Yeah, none in the game last year. Yeah,
or the year before.
Yeah.
Good time for it, and good timing for it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt that like we didn't play our best football in that game, but I think it overall was just an enjoyable and hard nosed win. And we, you know, it's week one. We're 1-0, baby. Like,
I do think our second
everything's perfect.
I do think
perfect win because. Perfect record.
Yeah, I do think our secondary looks a lot better already than we saw last year. I have way more confidence in what we see out there.
Who do you blame for that big play on 18? That 18
Brian Branch
for them?
Just an awful pursuit.
You think so? I thought it was Davis who was running behind him and over pursued, and he cut it back inside.
You're talking about the Tyler Johnson catch from the Rams.
Branch had the contain on it, and then the Davis was chasing him across the field, and he over pursued when he stopped suddenly. Which, to be fair, that was kind of ridiculous how he stopped all his momentum and turned in the other direction so fast. Like these,
but it turned into a pursuit because
so
Branch overran it. He thought he was going to his left, and he just went right. Like,
I misread it. I thought Branch had the edge, and he was trying. He thought he was about to run right into him, but the guy just stopped.
Branch had a beautiful read on a 10-yard out route to the left side of the field.
Almost picked it.
Just read it really well. Good instincts. I like seeing that. I'm sure we'll see a lot more of that. I thought Amik Robertson played pretty well. He stepped up at times in this game. Carlton Davis, pretty solid. Missed a pick, like right in the breadbasket. That's why he's on defense. All right. Yeah. The reason those guys play defense and not offense. And, sometimes
Laporta had a decent game actually. Though it was kind of quiet, but he made a few nice plays. Actually, he had that really big one.
Yeah.
Where he got the penalty at the end.
He had 45 yards, I think.
Hey, I had a special shout out too. TK was in the game. He was in the game. Awesome.
He was.
Yes, sir.
Tom Kennedy.
Number 85. He was there.
He's going to be like our Rudy. Like everyone's going to turn. I guess he's got to play now, but it'll be like, we'll give him the ball one time. I love it.
I'm almost surprised they didn't throw
him. He represents this culture. He's so, you know, he's gritty. He fits this. I think he's just hard to deny after a time, especially when we can't even put like any of these other guys on her. We cut Donovan Peoples Jones. You know, TK deserves it more than
so. Rudd Dog, did they all go into Campbell's office and throw their jerseys on the desk? They're not going to play.
They might have, TK, you know. I mean, that might be the story. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out later
down the road.
But yeah, I mean, just it's always good in the beginning of the season because I mean, everybody's not playing their best football. If you get these wins early in the season, no matter how you do it,
that's right.
It's great. So to come away with a win here, especially at home, like, you can't lose at home. This is too good of a home crowd to lose in front of these days.
Yes.
Like, and the thing is, like, any like asterisk or like idea of like just we like that was spectacular fashion. Like, it was like. We just went and just did it. We were just like, we're going to run the ball down your throats. We did like five dives in a row. It was so sick. Like, oh, like, you don't just do that. That's like, they just were like, all right, little boys, we'll show you what you got. Like, dominated.
All the men in the white suits again.
Down the street.
Yeah.
So, just really quick around the rest of the division. Only one team lost. That was the Packers in Brazil. Kind of a boring game from a like an energy standpoint. Like, I just thought the production was weird and people are slipping everywhere. That was an ugly game too in terms of like just people slipping everywhere.
Penalty like on every
play.
That
was weird in our game though. Why were our guys slipping?
Yeah, that
was weird.
That's odd on the turf.
Gibbs and there was multiple people. That something was up that game.
But either way, the Packers they lose to the Eagles in a high scoring affair, 34-29. Jordan Love. A lot of people thought he tore his ACL. He just had an MCL injury. He's out 3 to 4 weeks, it appears.
Without his scramble ability.
And their backup is horrible. Malik Willis.
Malik.
Cut by the Titans. The Titans. That the same guy. Titans that literally their quarterback handed the ball to the Bears. The
game-winning touchdown. He handed them the game. He gave it to them.
It was third and forever. He's getting tackled, and he just lobs it up in the air like an absolute moron. Like come on. Like, what are you doing? He did it earlier in the game, too. They dropped it.
His NFL comparison's good to Josh Allen, then. He likes throwing picks, too.
Well, it's not good because Josh Allen's a way better quarterback overall.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess good in terms of the reckless abandon at times.
But, well, like, none of the running quarterbacks could seem to resist this week. Like, Lamar seems just as reliant on his legs as ever. He's going to get killed probably by the end of the season. I don't know. Like, he's throwing his body out there.
He's the leading
like,
rusher in the NFL after week one, though. Lamar
yeah, like, it's just not sustainable. You can't, like, you need to keep these guys healthy, and they can't be running.
And
well, he can't figure out a way to beat the Chiefs, man. He's doing whatever he can.
Great game, though, to start the season, losing
that
toe.
It was pretty good.
I thought that was a really good game, actually.
It was.
And the Caleb Williams experience is off to a rocky start in Chicago.
Yeah, he looked awful. He looked terrible. Now, a lot of rookie stuff, like he was trying to outrun a defensive tackle, and in the NFL, you can't quite do it the same like you can in college. Those guys are just as athletic as you, except they're 100 pounds heavier.
At least.
But, yeah. So he, like, took a 20-yard loss in that one. He missed wide-open people down the field. That's encouraging, at least from a Lions fan, that Caleb Williams cannot hit open receivers 20 yards down the field. He was missing them by, like, 5 yards at a time. He only had 92 yards. The whole Bears offense only had 140 yards, and they won the game.
Punt continues.
It's pretty bad.
Touchdown, 2 field goals.
Didn't Fields do pretty decent for the Steelers?
He did decent. I mean, he's not in the still nothing.
They didn't score that much, did they?
No, they won 18-10. But he did enough. He did enough.
All in all, a good opening week, though, I'd say.
Oh, and the Vikings absolutely blew out the Giants. The Giants, who the fans waited outside the stadium for Daniel Jones to walk to his car to boo him on the way to the car.
I heard somewhere where he's got more touchdown passes to defenders than he
that
does to his own receivers.
And Daniel Jones,
yes, in the last 18 year, games, more touchdowns 18 games? The other team than his own teammates.
That's an alarming stat. You must be alarmed if you're
to draft Drake May this past offseason. Also, they got made fun of because you know, the Giants had the like Hard Knocks offseason where it's mostly front office based. I don't know if you guys watched it at all. But like, imagine following Brad Holmes for the like free agency and being all the calls for free agency and how they make the free agency decisions. Well, the Giants were doing that. And anyways, there's a whole back and forth about the GM and some of his front office staff going back and forth about Saquon Barkley. They end up letting him go. And then he gets 3 touchdowns and over 100 yards combined in his debut. And meanwhile, the Giants are just struggling to score a single point. Just funny.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I think we kind of like got a nice snapshot of our division in some cases. Honestly, I think the Packers look dangerous, even if they lost that game. I know everyone's acting like Jordan Love, or at least I've heard a bunch of people be like, Jordan Love sucks. Okay, I'm not going to freak out over one game where he didn't look great. Like,
he looked pretty good. He actually looked okay still.
He made some plays.
He sucks.
And he's got like, anyone else notice the freaking jet sweep is just like the most popular play in the league right now. Anyone with a speedster is just running these jet sweeps. Like the Packers did it. I think Baltimore did. Everyone seems to be doing it. I swear I've seen at least three or four. We did it.
I mean, like, that's not anything new. That the jet sweep's been used the last like 5 to 7 years.
I know
years.
It's a play, but like all these speedsters are scoring long touchdowns and stuff with them. There's some really fast. The Chiefs did it with Worthy too. Like they're just like exactly what we did with J-Mo in the super in the.
Oh, but you're talking about the reverse, right?
Reverse,
no, not reverse the jet sweeps sweep. Or whatever. The jet,
it's reverse, really reverse, yeah.
Yeah,
everyone's doing it. It's like super popular. Anyone with a speedster seems to be doing it, and it's a very effective play, it seems like. Actually, that's where commend the Rams, because they actually kind of cut ours off a little shorter.
We did it with Khalif in this game. Had a nice play.
Yeah, to start 12, overtime. 12,
14 yards. Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Great call to start overtime.
Effective play. See, right there.
Goff was brilliant on that play. If you look at the replay of it, the fake he did.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Fakes the
money. He's a good faker. He is a good faker.
The most casual little toss, like you didn't even notice it, like, and then he still rolls out right, like he's still got the ball. It was a brilliant quarterback, you know, play.
Yeah, Z, what was the play last year where he did the fake and the guy sacked him and he thought he sacked him?
Yeah, the jumping up and down. Bears. It was against the Bears.
even though
Bears
he passed
got a 15-yard penalty because they tackled Jared Goff like. When the ball was already 15 yards downfield because he thought he still had the ball.
Oh, that was a fantastic play.
Yeah, getting up and cheering about the sack is even funnier.
Yeah.
Like he didn't, it just took him that long to realize.
Oh, that's.
If Goff can just do play action like all the time, he's brilliant in play action. He struggled in this game, though. He wasn't allowed to do it as much.
Yeah, they played a good defense against. Well, and St. Brown, to speak of, just to go back to him one more time, does anyone doubt that he's about to go just put a licking on the freaking Bucks this next week? Because a single digit game in yards has got to just be like chewing him up like nothing else. Like, I know he got the W, but you know that man probably wrote it down on some sort of list or whatever. Like, he's got to be. He's got such high expectations and then gets basically shut down week one. You know what kind of player he is. You know what he is. He's going to come out. I think big thing next week for him.
Yeah, we'll get to him later
this week.
Not going
to be denied twice.
But Amon-Ra, 8 catches, 77 yards and a touchdown last year against the Bucks. So let's see if he can even top that this upcoming week. But I think that's going to wrap it up for us here, unless you guys had anything else you wanted to add right at the end here.
No.
I think that
was a good way to end week one.
1-0, baby! Undefeated!
Mondays are just the best after a Sunday victory, are they not?
Yes.
It took me a little longer to go to sleep last night. I was just full of adrenaline.
Me too.
Basking.
Man, just a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Always great to start with a victory. And let's just hope they keep that momentum going. Another playoff rematch. It's like we're playing the playoffs all over again this year. We beat the Rams. Now we are hosting the Buccaneers. A Buccaneers team that is coming off a huge victory, a week one victory. It was against the Washington Commanders, who are...
What's the opposite of a revenge tour?
Top 10. I don't know.
What's the opposite of a
welcoming
revenge tour? A second beatdown tour? Is that what we're on?
It's almost like the NFL did it on purpose.
Well, either way, that game is at noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern on Sunday in Detroit. We'll be releasing a podcast episode either Wednesday or Thursday later this week, previewing that. So be on alert for that.
What are we going to have that day for him, Z? What are we going to have for him that day, that Wednesday? Our famous.
Our famous
predictions.
Predictions, yes.
And much more. And analysis and breakdown. And things of that nature. And our roar of the week, etc. But anyways, so thank you to... Let's, of course, thank our producer first and foremost. Our producer,
Kid J.
Crushing it every single week on the pod.
You're the best.
We want to thank SidelineReport.com for supporting the podcast. We wanted to thank all our listeners, especially if you follow us on Instagram @DrinkingBlueKool-Aid, Twitter @DrinkingLions, or Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/@DTBK_Lions, or just type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid and subscribe to us on there. We're easy to find. It's a lion with a cigarette next to a bowl of
Or just meat meditate meat. And connect with us.
I prefer if they follow us on social media.
Right? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want them to meditate. I want them to hop right in there and open up their eyes and follow us on YouTube.
Yeah. Your sorcerer's ways.
But after that, they can do that, you know. Anyways.
You can do whatever you want. You're free people.
There you
Get
have
us
it.
Out of here. I think we've hit the line.
Oh, yeah. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back later this week. The Lions, 1-0, tied for first place in the NFC North.
Ooh,
only 16 more games to go. That's it. There's only 16 games left in the season.
You're missing a few on there. In the season. Okay, thank you.
Yes, on the regular season. Only four. Only 19 more to go for the Super Bowl. So there you go.
Thank you,
Red Dog. Well, so without further ado, thank you, listeners. We appreciate you. We'll be back later this week. And last but not least, as always, go!
Charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.